Candidate Interview Night 2015.
So I'm joined in the studio here with Liam O'Brien and Dom Smithies, both running for LGBTQ officer. Let's start then, your manifesto. It's sort of based around three sort of key points of your experience, your leadership, and then a collection of innovative ideas. So let's start with that experience. You talk about being a policy coordinator, having held various college positions and attending conferences. How do you think then that experience is going to help you in this role?
Do you want me to?
Okay. Well, we've both had various positions, all working with USU within them. Obviously, Liam being the USU policy coordinator, worked within the infrastructure itself to develop policy. So he knows the process and the structure that's already in place so that we have the position to get things done. My experience being a welfare, vice chair welfare in Alcuin, I was obviously more focused on student support, which is crucial to this role as it is a welfare position. It's a representative position, and knowing how to provide the events and the campaigns and the projects to support what students need is essential. So we cover quite a lot of the ground required, really.
And then looking at the leadership, you say on your manifesto that you want to manage the committee so all LGBTQ students are meaningfully represented by convenes and college reps. Doesn't that already happen?
It certainly does, and a lot of what we want to do is just continue the fantastic work that the network committee already does. We have a fantastic committee. It's a very large committee as well. I think it's between like 15 and 20 positions.
Yeah.
And we want to really utilize that to represent all LGBTQ students, whether they're lesbian, bisexual, trans, just everyone at the university. We also want to focus on allowing our fantastic college reps and conveners to sort of pursue their own projects with our support and training provided by the network.
Okay, so that's sort of something you're going to keep the same. Now onto some things you're going to try and do differently and perhaps new initiatives and some ideas of yours. Queers of York, what's that all about?
That's a campaign that pretty much sprung into mind when I was just going through the humans of New York. I mean, it's a brilliant campaign that was set up. Nothing too trivial or complicated in concept, but actually I think quite powerful in what it achieves. It's just a simple photo, a very short paragraph, sometimes even a sentence, just to give you an idea of somebody's story. And there's so many stories to tell within the queer community, and it's just a way of making sure we can get all our members involved, making sure they have a say. We show the issues that everyone in our network faces, and we can relate the project so that it's continuing across the year to various events. You've got National Coming Out Day in October, so you can be asking everyone what their stories about that were like. You've got Pride in the summer. People, why are you proud? There's so much opportunity to hear from everyone in the network their stories, and we just want to showcase all of that.
You also mentioned about sort of allocating budget for NUS LGBT conferences. Well, what do you mean when you say that on your manifesto?
Well, as it stands, the network spends the vast majority of its budget on sending delegates to the NUS conference. And we find that this conference is extremely valuable, and the delegates who go to the conference every year always come back with loads of great experience. Mm. We think it's not right that we are spending so much money on sending a delegation. And so we're not quite sure how we do it yet, but we will discuss it with USU and arrange something that is more suited to our budget.
As it stands, we're currently supposedly entitled to send a delegation of six, which means that we have protected places for trans, women's, disabled, etc., and then some open places, but because of our budget, we're only actually limited to send three, because USU just doesn't have the money because of the cost of conference. So whether it's an approach to go to the NUS to make sure they're looking for alternative ways to fund the conference and make it a lot less expensive, because ours is costing approximately, it's over 100 per delegate, whereas the women's conference is only £20.
Okay, and a lot of the other candidates mentioned quite a lot about sexual health.
Yeah.
What are your perhaps policies on that? Because that's something that didn't necessarily feature much in your manifesto.
quite an easy answer for that. I mean, yeah.
we are obviously really hot on sexual health.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we actually think that what is already provided by the network is really great.
Okay, thank you very much. That was Liam O'Brien and Dom Smithies, both running as a candidate for LGBTQ officer.